Hi, everybody. Welcome back to New and Improved here on Sin. I'm Izzy and I'm joined with Liz. And we are here on the down backstage front at Rod Laver Arena with Wallace, who's currently on tour with the 1975. Very exciting.
Hello, my name is Wallace.
we're very excited to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good.
So for those of you who don't know, Wallace is LA-based, and she does a bit of bedroom pop, a bit of other pop. I'm so sorry. Bedroom pop. And she's got a new EP coming out called Mr. Big Shot, coming out in June.
Yeah. And yeah, she's on tour with the 1975 at the moment. We're here in Melbourne. Very exciting. Yeah, so how are you finding Australia?
It's really nice. We came here on, like, the day before Good Friday.
Oh, no.
And it was Perth, and everything was closed. The only thing we could do is see the Mario movie in a theater full of children, which is really fun to me. But everything was closed there, and then also everything was closed in Adelaide on Easter Monday. And so, but those are, like, kind of sleepier towns, I think. But it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I like Melbourne.
How have you been finding Melbourne? What have you been up to?
Today I went to get some brunch and it was delicious. And I finally found a good chai because I don't drink coffee.
Where?
Terror Twilight. Twilight okay. Terror. Okay. Something like that.
Okay. Shout out to them.
And then I went to a bunch of vintage stores and I was really strong and I didn't buy anything.
Congratulations.
So proud of you.
I was really brave.
So I guess, like, what's been the most exciting part of being in Australia? Because I understand this is your first time here.
Yeah, it is my first time. It's very far from home. I haven't been able to do many touristy things. I really am looking forward to seeing koalas and kangaroos, though.
Okay. Have you managed to do that yet? Have you slotted in a time
for that?
Sometime
this next week, though. I'm going to make it happen.
I'm very excited for you. I heard the Sydney Zoo has a lot of, like, animals.
Yeah, we have a day off in Sydney, and it's our, like, last day in Australia, so if I don't make it happen by then, I'll make sure I go there.
Mm. So how's it been touring with 1975?
It's really crazy because, like, my producer grew up listening to them. And so, I mean, I've obviously known them for so long, too. But, like, he was, like, a diehard fan. Okay. He was always joking, like, he's, like, ripping off their songs in my songs. When, like, you know, like, because that was his inspiration in production. And so now, since I'm opening for them, it's really cool. And also, I've never played venues this size before. And so, I started. My first show with them was in Bangkok last week, and I was so nervous. Even though, like, I usually don't get nervous for shows anymore, but I think now it's, like, tonight's the fifth show with them, and I'm, like, kind of used to it now, which is crazy to say.
You sort of set a vibe.
Yeah.
How's it been so far? Have the fans been, like, nice to you?
I think it's really hard being an opener at such a large venue, because no one there... Maybe there's, like, a handful of people who are familiar, but most people, especially in the front row, which is mostly what I can see, are diehard fans that have lined up for hours and hours and are not, do not care.
It makes you feel any better. One of my friends is, like, super into, like, you as an artist.
Thank you.
Like, he's been listening to your music for, like, the whole year.
Yeah, but sometimes it's hard to look out and, like, kind of stiff. But last night was actually probably my favorite Australia show so far.
Why?
There was, like, the most, like, movement that I could see in the crowd.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, so you've got an EP coming out, Mr. Big Shot. That's coming out on June 23rd. Like, I want to ask about your songwriting process and the way you make music. So does it sort of stem from an idea, or are you sort of, like, do you go in with an idea, or do you sort of talk through with your producer or whoever?
I've done both ways. I think it depends, like, how many songs I've made in that period of time. This EP was mostly made in London last year when I was there for, like, a month working out of a Dirty Hit studio, which is my label because they're based over there. And then Yeah, most of them were started over there. But yeah, sometimes I just have, like, a notes app of like, something I've thought of. Or I go in and I'm like, I like this song recently, this vibe. I want to make a song about this.
What are sort of, like, inspirations that have come towards this EP? Is it stuff you've been listening to? Is it stuff you've been watching?
It was a very, like, transitional time for me last year because my mom moved across the country. So I grew up in California and she grew up in California. She moved to the East Coast, to Georgia, and I'm really close with my mom. And so, like, some of it is about, like, I think I always have themes of, like, growing up in my music. That's, like, the main thing that I can think of right now. And then also, like, they're, like, my versions of love songs, kind of, I would say.
Yeah. Cool. Interesting. What inspired the title, was the big shot?
There's one... I think the first EP title I wanted was, like, Quarter Life Crisis. But I was like, that's kind of been done recently. Because I just turned 25 last week. And I feel like that's considered quarter life, even though people don't live till 100 too often. And then I was thinking maybe just Wallace. Like, a lot of people have, like, album, like, self-titled albums. But then one line that we, like, kind of revised in one of the songs on the EP called Quarter Life is, the line is, like, I originally had it as I'm, like, a big shot. But then my producer was like, I don't understand what that means. I was like, fine, I'm Mr. Big Shot. And I was like, okay, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Like, what kind of music has inspired you through both this EP, your last EP? Like, what are you listening to that really gets you wanting to be creative?
I grew up listening to Radiohead, and I still listen to them a lot. And then I also like The Smile, which is Tom York's newer project. And then more recently, I really love, like, Mitski and Japanese Breakfast. And also, I loved Weezer growing up, which is kind of funny. Like, online classifies that and, like, Radiohead as, like, incel core. But I really love them.
When are you planning to return to a show? We have here that you've got some headline shows coming up.
Yeah, I don't think they're necessarily announced yet, but I know that they're coming out. I'm coming back in October. I can say that.
Okay. Insider information. So I guess, like, I think something I was, like, genuinely curious about was, in most interviews you're introduced as, like, a self-proclaimed jazz school dropout, and I just wanted to know what the story was behind that.
I went to a performing arts high school, and that's where I started singing. I was in vocal jazz choir. And then I always wanted to go to college because I took school very seriously. And so I applied for vocal jazz performance at a jazz school. And it was called the New School in New York. And I went for a year. And then I was like, this is so expensive. And I do not need a vocal jazz degree, so I'm gonna go home.
Fair enough.
So fair.
I think that might be all from us. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for chatting for us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.